Today on KVNO Arts at 8:30, we find out what's happening at PACE, the Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Center, in the next few weeks. We'll tell you about events in a few minutes, but first, Dana Kem, CEO of PACE, talks about the origins of the organization. She notes it took about 10 to 12 years to bring PACE to fruition.
PACE, Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, actually evolved out of the Bluffs Arts Council. So over in Council Bluffs in Potawatomi County, the mayor and the main funder in town, IOS Foundation, they kept on hearing from the community that we really needed an arts and culture center. And that was something that was lacking in our community. And so they went about doing some studies and figuring out what that community wanted and really what were the gaps when it came to arts and culture programming. So they did everything from interviewing over 30 arts and culture nonprofits one-on-one to see what their needs were. They did architectural assessments of buildings of current nonprofits and arts organizations in town. And really what came out of this, we also did two large visioning sessions with the community to see what their needs were and what they wanted. And that's where PACE came from. So everything that you see in the Hoff Center when you come visit us is from the community. It's what they wanted.
PACE houses a wide variety of nonprofits and arts and culture programming.
We're home for Chanticleer Community Theater. We're home for Canesville Symphony Orchestra, two wonderful community organizations that really just needed a home, or they needed a stronger or repaired roof over their head. We're home for American Midwest Ballet, again, our regional professional dance company. And they are known for the Nutcracker every year. That's their signature performance, but they do three performances a year. We also have the wonderful nonprofit called Kitchen Council, but they help food startups start up. And so they work with local entrepreneurs to help build up their food businesses. And then, of course, PACE, Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. We actually evolved, again, out of the Bluffs Arts Council, but really we adopted this new mission of not only supporting other arts and culture nonprofits, but also creating our own arts and culture programming. So we do lots of classes, we have the gallery, and we help manage Chanticleer Theater and Canesville Symphony Orchestra. So we provide this base, this structure, sort of this umbrella to make everybody stronger.
PACE has a full slate of events for the next few weeks. Creative Director Adam Von Osdale explains.
Yeah, so coming up, the one thing I really want to talk about is the new master's application deadline. That happens January 15th, and that's for a summer show. It's our big summer experience in the gallery on the fourth floor, and that'll deal with all things your classical painting styles of landscape, figurative painting. If you've seen Grant Wood paintings, if you've seen the Mona Lisa, that's the direction we're heading in. And if you paint like that, please send your applications into PACE. There's a form on the website. And then moving forward in the month, we have Kathy Fiscus will be a guest speaker. That's happening on the 21st. But also this coming weekend, we have the last weekend of A Streetcar Named Desire performing at PACE by Chanticleer Community Theater. And moving forward in the month, we have a pop-up restaurant by Chef Around the Block on the 28th, and that's our Fourth Fridays at the Hoff, which is the name of our building, of course, at PACE. And the Fourth Fridays are when we consolidate all of our creative energy. We bring all the parts of it together so you can have food, see the gallery, you can experience all parts of the facility.
To find out more about PACE, the Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Center, visit paceartsiowa.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.